You're listening to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott.
And I'm Dennis O'Hare. Hope you enjoyed the weekend. Glad to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. Just over a week ago, back on March 27th, we heard about the protests coming from the people who now make up a majority of those who teach college students. Those are part-time instructors. Mandy McGrew, a part-time instructor in American Studies at Kennesaw State, joined us to talk about her article in Creative Loafing, in which she outlined problems that adjuncts face around the nation, things like low pay, few if any benefits, and lack of access to facilities. Although she had kind words for Kennesaw State's efforts to improve things, Dr. Ken Harmon is provost and vice president for academic affairs at Kennesaw State. He joins us now. Welcome, Dr. Harmon. Good to have you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, Dennis.
First of all, any consequences for Mandy McGrew because of that article she wrote?
Of course not. I think she raised some very legitimate issues. Frankly, though, she's one of our greatest advocates on campus for part-time faculty anyway. So I think she's just an excellent spokesperson for us, frankly.
Now, she said you have over 1,000 part-time faculty at KSU. Is that right?
It is. There's a, well, as you may expect, we have different ways of calculating things. At the university, we actually have a pool of 1,300 part-timers. In any given semester, we have active about 850
and this
in the classroom.
This is just part of a trend around the country toward adjunct professors. Why is that, number one? And number two, aren't there other ways for colleges and universities to cut costs?
Our primary expense at a university is personnel costs. And so when you're looking at cost-cutting measures, personnel is always going to be at the top of the list. Sure, there are other ways, but it's surely not going to have the impact. And to your earlier point, you're exactly right. This is a national trend. The larger and larger percentage of classes are being taught by part-time faculty members.
Dr. Harmon, last year the State Board of Regents cut the maximum number of courses each part-timer could teach per semester. I believe now it's they can work no more than 19 and a quarter per hours a week. Have you lost some staff because of that?
It has hurt us, yes. I assume this is Rose, is that correct?
Yes, and, this is Rose. Yeah.
We did, and frankly, this was something that came about as a result of the Affordable Care Act, where the whole system took a look at part-timers, and the law says if people are working so many hours a week, they have to be covered. So it made the whole system take a close look at part-time faculty members, and so we have to keep them under 20 hours or else they become not part-time, I should say, effectively full-time, and then there's another critical jump at 30 hours. And so we've had some part-timers who said, you know, I kind of relied on those three classes and it's not worth my while to drive to the campus, and I understand their position.
And so with that being the case, then did you also have to add additional workload then to your full-time faculty and staff? And I'm sure maybe some of them weren't too happy about that.
Well, we were trying not to do that. We have reached out. In most cases, we were able to find other part-time faculty who would be willing to come in and teach those courses. We don't pay them enough. I'll be quite candid about that. But at the same time, we were able to find people for the most part.
Isn't that the problem? Doesn't this then lead to the problem that Mandy McGrew was talking about, which is a lack or at least a cut in the quality of education for the students?
Well, it's we hope not. Let me put it that way. I'm a great believer in a portfolio of faculty where I think the part-timers bring something wonderful to the classroom. They oftentimes are bringing a very recent real-world experience and a perspective that maybe we need on campus in addition to the traditional faculty member. So we hope that it does not ever cut into the quality of education. In fact, there was an interesting study, I guess it was 2 years ago up at Northwestern. We haven't done one here like this, but they actually found that students in their first year had better learning outcomes from the part-time faculty members.
But
we hope that that's indeed the case. At least they bring the quality of education.
But she also pointed to students not having the same access to the part-timers as they do to the full-time faculty, because part-timers don't have regular office space. They don't even have university phones, so it's harder for the students to get in touch with them. So no matter what the quality of the part-timer is, doesn't that end up hurting the students?
And you were correct, Dennis. It's exactly right. And I think we need to do a better job at that, frankly. We're trying to look at creative ways to give more access, to have more flexible meeting space and that type of thing for those part-timers. But it does. It's not an optimal situation. It's really just a matter of working with the dollars that we have.
Dr. Harmon, I imagine Kennesaw State is not the only university that has this issue. So as it relates to the Board of Regents, what can you all do from your area and your authority to maybe even bring all this to the table and ask the Board of Regents to maybe reconsider these stringent limitations?
We are having conversations at the system level about part-timers and things we can do to better support them. And we are all facing this same issue. In fact, in some of the areas of the state, I would say that we're very fortunate here in Atlanta. We have a very large pool of people around us in some of the more rural areas. When they were cutting the number of classes that people can teach, that was a dramatic impact because they may not have that pool to go to. So, yeah, we're having those conversations. It directly impacts our budgets every year, those types of things. As usual, dollars would fix a lot of things. But I think it also is going to get into how we design new buildings, and when we go through that approval process, et cetera, I think we'll look at a lot of those things.
When you say you're having conversations at the state level, how would you critique how it's going? Are they receptive, or is it an ongoing conversation here?
Very receptive. I see that there is a lot of respect for part-time faculty, and so I think I've never heard anything other than people saying, yes, we know that we have these issues and we have to do something about it. It's again, we're just limited by funds at this point. But we are trying to see what else we can do. For example, here we recently, at Kennesaw State, we recently formed a part-time faculty council. We're having more training and support days for the part-timers so that they do feel supported. They do know that we listen to them. We value them as part of the faculty.
I want to come back to the hours question, though, because as Rose mentioned, the Board of Regents cut back the maximum number of hours that faculty could work. And you said it was partly because of the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. But don't part-time faculty in reality now, not just at KSU, work more hours than those for which they're paid? And is that necessary, number one? And number two, could the schools be open to possible trouble because of that?
We'd have to be very careful. Where there is at the national level, I was part of the system committee that looked at this. And at the national level, they allow a certain multiplier because we know that people work a lot outside the classroom when they're preparing for their classes, when they're grading, et cetera. And the federal government has allowed for a particular multiplier. And so that's why if someone's teaching 6 hours, it comes out to be the equivalent of about 19 hours in a week. So they do allow us to use that multiplier. And in fact, we've talked about in special cases, people teaching labs and things like that, we have to be very careful that we are not asking them to work more hours than that, because yes, we would have some great difficulty there.
Do you know if that monitoring is working?
We're testing it now, and in fact, we have put a system in place here at Kennesaw State for people to record hours who are in those unique situations, and we are monitoring carefully. We have not seen anything that comes close to a violation at this point, so we are keeping our fingers crossed and trying to do the best we can do.
Dr. Harmon, as it relates to when these adjuncts are notified that they will not be needed because they're not making a lot of money, how much advance notice are they getting in terms of when classes won't be on the schedule for each semester?
We schedule well in advance. For example, students are already registering for the fall of this year. So oftentimes, and it depends department by department, many department heads will go ahead and reach out to part-timers see if they are available. I have to admit, though, there are times when a part-timer might not know anything right up until the beginning of classes, because we don't know which classes will have sufficient enrollment in them until that last minute, et cetera. So they can be living right on that cusp, right up to the end, unfortunately. But to the extent possible, we like to lock them down early.
April 15th is Faculty Awareness Day at KSU, so what will the university be doing then to show solidarity with the adjuncts? And you mentioned some of the things that you're already trying to do in terms of more than just solidarity, let's say.
Right. And I know that the senior leadership, this is actually an event that's been planned by our part-time faculty council that's going to be right here in the center of campus. I'll be honest, I'm not sure what actual activities they have planned, but the president and I have both said that we're very committed to this and showing support by being there. And if they have anything they want to discuss, we're happy to be part of that as well. And like I said, we're also trying to do things on an ongoing basis. We have a Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning. And we this year created a part-time faculty fellow position. That is someone who is in that center who looks out for the well-being of part-time faculty and how we can better support them. So we're trying to do as much as we can so that they know that they are heard.
So, Dr. Harmon, it sounds like Kennesaw State is sort of taking a more positive and proactive approach to dealing with its adjunct. So what would you offer to other universities who are having the same issue here? What implementations would you suggest?
Well, I think first and foremost is if you can find money, pay them more. It's they do work for very little, and we recognize that. So I think whenever universities can try to increase that, I think at least shows respect for what they do. At the same time, I think I would I ask universities to listen to them, to sit down with them, hear what their concerns are, because it may not be all about the money. It may be about respect and being heard and feeling like they're part of the campus. And so how can you do that? You can create organizations. You can create support groups that would meet occasionally and possibly have a direct reporting line to the provost or to the president so that we can make sure that they indeed are heard on an ongoing basis.
Dr. Ken Harmon is Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Kennesaw State. We've been looking at the plight of adjuncts, part-time instructors. Dr. Harmon, thanks so much for being with us. We'll check back with you. We really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.